Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. Those crossing our border illegally are trying to evade authorities for a reason. Since October 1 in the Del Rio, Texas border sector, border agents have apprehended dozens of sex offenders who tried to sneak into the U.S., and that doesn't even include the gotaways. Biden's open border is allowing millions of others to escape undetected. But how many of those have criminal backgrounds or have been intentionally sent here to attack us like Hamas attacked Israel? Joining us live now, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Ken, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
So the Biden administration says the border is secure. How did they get that opinion?
I don't think they believe that opinion. They know what's going on. They know better than we know what's going on. They know that they're cutting a deal with the cartels, and the cartels don't have to hide people. They can literally bring them to the border, drop them off with Border Patrol. And so it's really gotten easy for the cartels to make money. The Biden administration has a partnership, and they know exactly what's going on. They don't realize that that also means that border agents are too busy to stop all these drugs being imported. We're going to lose more kids every year because of that. And we're going to have more crime throughout the United States. And we're going to have potential terrorists all over our country because of what the Biden administration is doing. And there's no secret for anybody. Everybody knows that they're doing it. And the Biden administration knows what they're doing. Why they'd want to do this country, that's a very good question.
And why are they lying to us about it? I mean, do they actually think that we're stupid?
I think the sort of philosophy is just keep telling the same lie over and over, and that people will believe it. Yeah. I don't know how, because the results are just devastating to this country. And, you know, obviously they walk away from those results. They don't take responsibility for them. The media doesn't put the blame or the accountability on them. And so, you know, they continue. But just the fact that the Biden administration is now saying they're going to build the wall, that's not a real thing, but I do think that they are getting some pushback. The American people are figuring this out, and it's hurting him and his poll numbers, and I think he knows that. So he's trying to pretend now like he's actually doing something. Actually, when he stopped every good law, every good policy, from building the wall to the Remain in Mexico to Title 42, everything that was working was dismantled immediately when Biden came into office.
Now, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. There's a lot of controversy about a colony, Colony Ridge, a community near Houston with 70,000 migrants or more, where U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement does not enforce the law, but apparently, Ken, Mexican cartels do. What is going on here?
Look, I think that's unfortunate because it was created by two members of the legislature, one in the Senate, Senator Robert Nichols, and then Representative Ernest Bales. These were local bills, and local bills are presumed to be good bills because they're being passed just for the local district, and usually most because there's thousands of bills going through the legislature. No one else is really paying attention, typically, and they created this environment now where it's really easy to bring in illegal immigrants and give them a place to live and a place to exist. And unfortunately, that means more crime and more difficulties for the state of Texas. And it is unfortunate that it was created by two Republicans, but that's the reality of what happened.
How do we protect ourselves against, you know, something like what happened on October 7th with Hamas invading Israel?
Look, it's becoming harder and harder because the Biden administration has not only allowed the cartels to work, but clearly the numbers of people coming in who are on a terrorist watch list has gone up significantly in the last 6 months. which means that those are just the ones we know about, that there are people coming into this country rather easily who have bad intentions, who likely are terrorists, and they're planted all over the country because the Biden administration doesn't take this seriously. And honestly, they don't want to stop it.
It just feels to me like this is intentional. There can be no other reasoning for it. But it's disheartening because people are so angry and frustrated. And I know more people are becoming awake to what is really going on. And talk about what is really going on. You've got an important investigation on your hands. Did Media Matters defraud Americans by engaging in a smear campaign against Twitter or X? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it certainly looks like it from the information we have. I don't know everything because we just started our investigation when we found out about it. So we've sent out what are called civil investigative demands or questions that they have usually 30 days to respond in to give us the information that we're asking for. Those answers, whether they're open and honest and transparent, will help us determine what we need to do next, whether that company as a nonprofit violate our nonprofit laws, which we oversee as the Texas Attorney General's office, or whether they committed a deceptive trade practice, which is a violation of our consumer laws. We're looking at both of those to make sure that that did not happen in this case. On the face of it, it doesn't look good, but we're waiting for them to give us the answers.
So I've been saying for a while that we can't trust Big Pharma because it puts people above trying to keep themselves healthy and taking their own health into their own hands and being responsible. And it's all about following the money, following the dollar. So talk about what's going on with Big Pharma in your world. I know that's kind of vague, but
yeah, so we've already sued. Yeah, we've already sued Pfizer over misleading children, parents about an HDH drug that we are concerned that they have misled kids and that these may have side effects and not work the way they're supposed to. But we're also in the process of investigating some other, including Pfizer, other big pharma companies that are involved with the vaccine. And our concern is that these vaccines were not tested, that their effectiveness was not accurately portrayed to the American public and my constituents. And that they may have had side effects that were not disclosed. And so even though they have this special liability protection under federal law, they don't have the ability to avoid our Deceptive Trade Practices Act. And that's what we're looking at right now, is whether they have violated our laws in Texas.
Good. Well, I'm glad you are, because it's really why I'm here. Quick story. I don't know if we've ever talked about this. I've seen you in a couple of different occasions with President Trump, but I got sick and almost died from toxic mold between the walls of my MTV Cribs home, and no doctors could help me. They just kept giving me medication after medication. I had to become my own investigative sleuth, and I think that's why I'm here now talking about this. I came out, I guess, about the vaccine, COVID vax, and talked about we should be able to take our health into our own hands and determine whether or not we want to get that vaccine. If you want to do it, great. If I don't want to do it, don't make me. But it's really crazy right now that all of us have been right.
Yeah. No, and look, we sued OSHA, we sued the federal government like four or five times over forcing people to get a vaccine that was, one, untested, unproven, no one knew about the side effects, and it ought to be a personal decision, and they were threatened with their jobs if they didn't get a vaccine. And so it created a conflict between protecting your body and protecting your job, and the federal government was behind pushing this terrible tension on the American public without themselves knowing the total consequences of what they were pushing. And we fought it in Texas. We sued school districts. We sued counties. We sued cities. And we stopped them from doing it in our state. And then we, you know, put our sights on the federal government and tried to stop them as well. And we were mostly successful, but they certainly created a lot of problems for a lot of workers. And before we've got to the end of it, you know, some workers had lost their jobs. And the Supreme Court sided with the federal government as it related to healthcare workers. We want all the other ones, but healthcare workers, because of Medicaid issues and Medicare issues, the federal government said that the Biden administration could force them to take a vaccine. But that's unfortunate. And the good thing was we won most of those. And now we're going to find out what the truth is about these vaccines.
Which is a shame. And you should never trust anything where, what is it, 50 years or 75 years? They don't have to tell you the side effects.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what it is. But what I do know is even if there are side effects, they have no liability. So they could even come out and say, under federal law, they could say, look, we actually knew that it was going to kill a lot of people. We knew that it wasn't effective. We knew that it was bad for most people and wouldn't prevent the spread of the virus. And they would have no liability under federal law. Now, that's not true under state law. And that's why I am looking at it, because I feel like my citizens have a right to know the truth. And if they were lied to, there are consequences under Texas law, even if the federal government doesn't want to hold people accountable for allowing big pharma to hurt the American people.
Yes. Yes. Well, Ken, thank you so much for all that you do to protect Texas. I got so much more to ask you, but we're out of time. I hope you can come back again soon.
I'd love to. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for being here. God bless. Up next, how can we stop geoengineering and the expansion of 5G? We'll ask our next guest coming up. Stay tuned.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Have you been feeling a little off lately? Headaches, dizziness, memory loss? EMF radiation could be actually making you sick. Thankfully, there is a solution. Silver woven clothing can block EMF radiation from 5G that could be causing your body to be sick. Ted and I both have Faraday bags and they work. Unplug to recharge with Spero EMF clothing and accessories. Just go to sparrowgear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's sparrowgear.com and the code is FAITH. You know, there is a lot of things happening in America that we just don't feel that we're in control of. One of those things is the expansion of 5G and geoengineering. And it's something that concerns not only me, but many other Americans. One of those Americans is the founder of Spero Gear, Matt Landman, and he's actually doing something about it. Here he is addressing the town of Danville about the effects of 5G. Listen.
I have come to voice that I do not consent to the radiation exposure levels associated with 5G. 5G technology has not been proven safe. Again, 5G technology has not been proven safe. The 1 millimeter size carrier wave used in 5G tech is also used at airports in body scanners, where people have the right to opt out. Living in a 5G environment will be like spending 24 hours a day in an airport security body scanner. Please consider creating an independent, unbiased research committee to assess proximity and cumulative exposure health implications, while especially considering children and pregnant women.
Joining us now is Matt Landman. Matt, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Shemaine. Thank you for having me on to discuss this very important topic.
You're my new hero. I mean, for you to go out there and stand up and speak out, and I love how you said, you know, in a nice way, you're wrong. Tell us what the average American citizen doesn't understand about 5G radiation.
Thanks. Well, one thing that people don't understand is 5G is not like its predecessors. It's nothing like 3G or 4G. It's a completely new type of radiation. It's a new type of frequency to carry information. And this new type of carrier wave, this new type of radio frequency that carries our data for our cell phones, 5G, it's a much, much smaller carrier wave. You can measure the waves that carry information like AM radio and FM radio. You can literally measure in feet and inches. You can measure the size of these waves. And the 5G is a wave that's so small that it doesn't go through things like Wi-Fi and AM and FM and 4G, it absorbs into everything it hits. It's about a millimeter in size. And because it absorbs into everything it hits, it accumulates in things like your body and causes harmful radiation that otherwise wouldn't be so impactful like the other stuff. And I'm glad you mentioned me going to city halls and telling them the fact that they're not educated on the subject. These are people like soccer moms and whatnot that were voted into city hall to represent their town and just happened to be in that place and position at this time when 5G is rolling through. They're not electrical engineers. They're not qualified to make these decisions. And I went to various town hall meetings in Arizona, Oregon, California, and I spoke, and they give you like 3 minutes and you stand up. And in a lot of instances, I got a lot of community support and a lot of waves were made and ordinances were put into place. But you have to be boots on the ground and be an actual activist and actually show up and let people know what's up, or they'll just pass these bills and a cell tower will be on your doorstep.
Can you put together, maybe you already have this, like a checklist of if people want to do this in their town, what are the things that they need to know? And if they have a 3-minute speech, what can be covered? Do you already have that?
Well, basically it's like this. And it's too bad that we all have to become activists. But the way that the cell towers are rolling out, it's community level activism. Suppose you wanted a stop sign put into your neighborhood because people were speeding down your street and maybe like a dog got hit or something. Well, you go to your city hall and you file a petition to have it be put into the minutes so that it can be discussed. And then once it's put in and it's being discussed, then you can stand up and give your 3 minutes. But first you have to have it put in as a discussion. And the ordinance is to not have cell towers in your neighborhood or even have them removed. These can all be addressed, but you have to go and talk to your representative. Just like you have a representative at the Senate level, you have a town representative based on your neighborhood or your community. So you can go speak to them and get the balls rolling. And people don't even realize that they have local representation. You go, you get your foot in the door, and it's much easier to get these ordinances put in place so you can't have the cell tower put out front of your house. Much easier to have them prevented than to get them removed. Though there has been success. Cell towers have been removed, and people think that they can't do this and they think that they don't have the powers. But there are instances where cell towers have been taken away because of health instances where health has been, you know, eroded.
That is awesome news. Talk about what are the health effects of 5G?
Well, they're numerous. I think that's basically the elephant in the room for basically all of our health problems. Being the guy that sells the EMF protection clothing, I know it sounds like that I would say that, but the amount of radiation that we're surrounded by and what it does to our bodies, it throws off our circadian rhythm and makes it so that we don't know what time of day it is, for one. It makes yeast and mold grow in our bodies. It causes depression. The list of all the things, it's mind-blowing. From headaches to losing sleep to depression, to anxiety, to fatigue, to anger issues. The National Institute of Health, so I have a website called actualactivists.com, and on there I have a 5G section, and it's the best resource for 5G in the world. And you can go and look at all these different studies on 5G radiation, EMF radiation, and lo and behold, these studies they exist, and they've been done a long time ago. And even recently, the National Institute of Health, the NIH, they did a study because they were realizing that cell towers were causing depression and they wanted to find out for themselves. They did a research study on utility workers who install cell towers, and they did a nestled case study where they randomly chose and focused on and watched over a short amount of time these utility workers. In a very short amount of time, 10% committed suicide. And they concluded in their short study that being around these towers prevents your brain from creating dopamine, serotonin, dopamine precursors, and all these things that lead to depression, that lead to suicide. And so that alone is something to consider with teen suicide rates going through the roof and all this sort of stuff. EMF radiation is something that we all need to learn about because, well, we all are surrounded by it We all access the internet. Most of us have smartphones. I've gotten myself where I've got Ethernet wired. I don't have a smart meter. I don't have Wi-Fi. I don't have a smartphone. If I go out into the world where I'm at a coffee shop and whatnot, I have silver lined clothing. Please check out my clothing line. I've got grounding and baby clothes and pregnancy stuff. If you're pregnant, you definitely should be aware of the clothing that I have. And it works, and it's proven, and there's so many happy customers. And you can see all that at SPERO Gear. Sparrow is a Latin word, stands for hope. So my goal is to bring hope to the next generation, and that's something to talk about. But I want to say, in Ripon, California, R-I-P-O-N, there was a cell tower, Sprint cell tower, and is near an elementary school. A handful of parents got cancer. A handful of teachers got cancer and a handful of children got cancer, and the parents rallied together and were able to get this cell tower removed. Now, when you go to your local mayor and whatnot, they claim that the FCC comes down on them and says that you're not allowed to even talk about health to get cell towers removed. You can talk about aesthetics. You can talk about the way it looks and whether it's going to bring down your property values and whatnot. But they say, based on the 1999 Telecommunications Act, they're still going off of, that we're not allowed at a local level to talk about the health impacts because supposedly the FCC is the one to regulate that. And they say that it is safe, but it's not. And in communities like Mill Valley, California, where the executives for big tech, like these Verizon CEOs right over the Golden Gate Bridge, right over from San Francisco in Mill Valley, California, these rich telecom executives live in this community. And in this community, Mill Valley, they have banned 5G towers from being in residential neighborhoods. But you have to get into the community level, provide these examples, say if they did it, we can do it. And this is why they did it. And this is why we should do it and get the discussion going, because so many people don't even know.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much, Matt, for all the great work that you're doing, for your clothing, for the Faraday bags, for all the goodies that you sent me. I use them all the time. So does Ted. And I can't recommend highly enough all of these products. People need to be aware, and we all need to go out in our communities, start speaking at school board meetings and talk about this, because people don't know, Matt. I wanted to get into geoengineering. We got about 30 seconds left. Is there anything you could talk about in 30 seconds on geoengineering?
Please watch the movie Franken Skies at frankenskies.com. It's my movie about geoengineering. And this, it's also known as chemtrails, and it's no longer a conspiracy theory. The UN says they're going to do it. The Congress has met and says they're going to do it and researching and going to do it and doing it, governing it. They're spraying aluminum in the sky to dim the sun because they say global warming is going to kill us all. And that's all nonsense. And we need to raise awareness on that one as well, and honor our health because of the toxic environment. And your voice is your weapon. But God has a plan, because as this darkness shows itself, we get to see the darkness, realize that we're the light, that there is a battle of light and darkness, choose our sides, and yes, see God's plan unfold. So it's all good. Just realize that there is a plan and that we're here to raise consciousness and shine the light on the truth to be in God's, you know, to serve God, basically, right? That's what activism is.
Yes, I agree. Matt Landman, thank you so much. Go to Franken Skies, the movie. Is that right? Franken Skies, the movie, and sparrowgear.com. And I really appreciate everything that you're doing. Matt, thank you so much. God bless. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Want to hit the bullseye this holiday, but you don't know what gifts to give your friends and family? Give them the gift of food this holiday with our all-American grass-fed steaks. They're so delicious. And without chemicals and antibiotics and pesticides or mRNA, Ted and I love them. And you know what? I'll bet you will too. Go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. That's switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. Go right now, because supplies don't last forever. Switchtoamericawithshemaine.com.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. China says a new respiratory illness is taking down child after child in their country. But our friend, Dr. Lee Merritt, says it's not at all what it seems. And she joins us live now. Dr. Lee Merritt, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Yeah, you won't be surprised if I tell you I think the Chinese so-called virus is going to be a scam. Now, that doesn't mean there's not a disease. It doesn't mean that children aren't getting sick. But not surprisingly, they're lying to us about it. That's what I've spent 2 years of my life researching, to be honest, about the nature of disease. You know, disease doesn't imply an infection. It implies dis-ease. It just means dis-ease, something that makes you feel bad. And what's happening right now in China, we've seen before. Specifically, we've seen it every time a new electronic thing happens in the world. I loved your previous guest about the 5G. And it's not just 5G. It's any boost in the electromagnetic cloud that surrounds us, and we have a pandemic outbreak. Now, what happened in COVID? Well, we were all locked down, and they put up all these towers. And where did they put them up in America? We noticed in my area, they went up around the schools.
Yes.
If that's happening in China, it would explain why the children are getting sick. Now, because children have a better immunity than we do. They are more resistant to disease. I've been in medicine 45 years. We just haven't had these things happen to us before. Suddenly we're in disease whack-a-mole. And I will tell you that, you know, we lurch from one new disease to another that nobody's ever seen before. This all started in the age of bioweapons. It didn't start before. But the one thing about this one that caught my eye, and the reason I say it's due to the towers, in 1918, we had the so-called pandemic of 1918. And what was that all about? I have it on my website. If you go to my website, I've got a big thing on what really happened in 1918. And I went to primary sources and researched this. Basically, all these guys from areas that were non-electrified, they went down to Fort Riley, Kansas. That was not a Spanish flu. It started in Fort Riley, Kansas at the Army base. And what were they doing there? They were learning to be telegram operators. So they went from places that had no electricity, and they went down and they're sitting under miles, literally, of copper wire telegram lines. And in those days, in the 1800s, they knew what this was called. It was called telegrapher's disease. And the first thing that happens is what you're seeing in these kids in China. They don't really have pneumonia. They're not coughing up anything, but they've got this persistent cough. And they don't feel good, and they get a fever. So we can explain all of that based on this electromagnetic change in our world. And even, it doesn't have to be any particular frequency, but it has to be that it's increased the signal that you're sitting around. Now, the reason that it happens and the reason that you have these symptoms are because the body is electromagnetic. You know, however we ultimately are spiritually, part of us is this electromagnetic shell. And we make power, we make our energy in the body the very same way that Grand Coulee Dam makes electricity in Washington State. In that case, you have water that is flowing from a high amount of water to a low amount of water. And as it flows down this gradient, it turns these little turbines that generate electricity through electrical generators. In our body, in every cell in your body, you've got a bazillion of those things. And they're little tiny turbines in the walls of your mitochondria. But instead of water, we use an electrical charge. We use hydrogen ions. So there's a plus charge. So there's an electrical gradient. A lot of charges on one side, not too many charges on the other side, flows down, turns the turbines, makes ATP, which is the unit of power in the cell, in the body. Now,
adenosine triphosphate.
Yeah. So what happens is you have to have high charge on one side, low charge on the other. What happens when you walk in to a highly charged environment? It all starts equalizing, and you don't have that. It's like if I took away the water, if I brought the water level up in Grand Coulee at the bottom so it was equal to the top, you wouldn't have anything to turn the turbines. Same thing with electrical charges in our body. It's the same principle. And here's an interesting little historical side point. In a day when there was no diabetes, okay, I mean, nobody in the 1800s pretty much had diabetes. It was considered a rare disease. People don't remember that now, but that's the truth. But there were two people, very notable people, thin, healthy-looking people that got diabetes. One of them was Thomas Edison, and one of them was Alexander Graham Bell. Why? Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone, Edison, who tinkered with a lot of electrical things. They lived in a non-electrified world. And then suddenly they spent all the day in their labs. And they couldn't process the glucose. They didn't have the power to get toxins out of their cells. That's why they got sick. That's why they got diabetes. Now, this is also, by the way, so this thing that's happening to these children is should be very worrisome. It says that we've reached a level at which the children are getting sick with this process. That means that when they really crank this up and put it around everywhere, we're all in trouble. This is going to work worse on adults.
We're in trouble right now because we can't breathe the air outside. Everywhere we go, we've got Wi-Fi. And the problem is, I was just in a meeting, a community meeting yesterday, and we were talking about some things, you know, how do we get to the younger generation and change their minds? We really can't, because all they're concerned about is their cell phones. You try to take their cell phone away in school, and you're going to have a lot of angry kids on your hands. But, you know, Lee, what are we going to do? What can we do moving forward to stop this?
Well, I mean, there's certain things that they know are adding to the problem. And we can personally take care of those things. We can treat ourselves in a healthy way. You talk about that all the time. You know, we need to not toxify ourselves, because this loss of ability to make power means you can't get rid of toxins out of the cells. That's what the flu season is. That's what a lot of what we call viruses are really. They're just killing us with poisons. They're toxifying us. And we can't expel it now because of these electromagnetic problems. So you need to clean up your diet. You need to supplement your diet. You need to get rid of your parasites. I use chlorine dioxide every day as a good antitoxin. And there's a bunch of things. I mean, we can personally do it. I think ultimately we have to take back control of our world. And to do that, it's going to be a little ugly, I think, for a while. But we're going to have to realize the truth. And I think the truth is that we're living in the Truman Show. And if you remember that,
I've always said that. I'm waiting for a light to drop from the sky. I just
that was the PCR test. For me, that light dropping was the PCR test. When I realized, I went through, I looked at it critically, and I realized they were testing us to our own human genome. That's a big hit. But think about what Truman had to do to get out of the show. He didn't realize he was in a show because he was born into it, just like we have been in our false reality. And how did they keep him in the show? They gave him a false fear of water. They made sure he was trained to be afraid of water from the time he was a little kid. What are we afraid of? Well, we are afraid of diseases we don't understand, because they've convinced us about these unproven submicroscopic particles that I breathe out and you breathe in and I make you sick. And that's a great anti-human agenda. It is totally not proven. You know, that's a whole hour lecture, but that has not been proven. What we know is that they're poisoning us, and virus means poison in Latin. They're poisoning us in so many different ways. You just named them. That's what we have to do. We're going to have to take that on. But the first thing is, we have to get rid of the fear. And so if you know what they're doing to you, fear of the unknown is hard, but fear of the known, you know, I don't like what these guys are doing, but I know what they're doing. And so I'm not afraid of it. I'm just ready to fight.
That's for you. Well, I've got about a minute left, but I have to give you an update on my dog.
Yes.
Because I found out, I thought that my dog had cancer. He collapsed July 15th. It was on my birthday. And the local vet showed spots on his lungs, and then there was a mass on his heart. Well, you'd think it was cancer. Who do I call? Dr. Lee Merritt. And she said, first thing, get him on ivermectin, and gave me a whole protocol that's on your website, themedicalrebel.com, by the way, themedicalrebel.com. And it's been a couple of months. Happy went on a duck hunt. He is probably 70% better, not 100 yet, but I call him a super dog. He truly he should have died several times. In fact, he collapsed, and we kind of had to, you know, put the oxygen on him. I got oxygen tank for my dog, but he is so much better thanks to you. But real quickly, I got about 30 seconds. Several of my friends, there seems to be an outbreak now of also cancer. People are getting cancer that they weren't before. Is this because of 5G and geoengineering?
Well, Yep. We know that 5G knocks down your immunity, okay? And we also know that the shots, these clot shots, these so-called vaccines knock down your immunity. But they also are lying to us about our ability to do anything about it, because the bottom line is, and I have a whole video on my website, I cite other videos, the German scientists, cancerous parasites. This is the big lie they didn't want us to tell us. That's another thing in the Truman Show. We live in a scientific Truman Show, and here's something I learned. I just got to drop this bomb on you because you won't believe this one. All of the reason that they can do it is they've controlled science from the beginning, and it turns out the intelligence community owns the medical and scientific publishing houses.
Well, it's all about the dollar, almighty dollar. Follow the money.
Yeah, or murdering us.
Dr. Merritt, thank you so much for joining me. I'll text you because I have questions and I got to share Matt Landman's info with you. Coming up next, a January 6th defendant is going to share his story. Don't go away.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Do you know what's really in your water? Just a little bit of arsenic, not really that much to worry, but just a little bit of arsenic, maybe some VOC, volatile organic compound, pharmaceutical drugs, mRNA, you know, yuck. Ted and I found Sentry Wellness Systems that removes harmful toxins and enriches water with essential nutrients. It's much cheaper than buying plastic water bottles and healthier for you. Check out SentryH2O.com and use the promo code HEALTHY10. That's SentryH2O.com and the promo code is HEALTHY10. You're going to want to use that because you're going to want a discount. In my beloved birth state, a Michigan young father is pleading not guilty to 9 counts brought against him for entering the Capitol building on January 6th. The defendant, Jeremy Rogers, joins us live now to discuss. Jeremy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Shemaine, for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is just so disheartening to so many of us, and God bless you for what you're doing, what your family is going through. Share what you can with us about your experience on January 6th.
Sure. And as you know, I can't really discuss the specifics of the charges as it's an ongoing court case. But I did attend the Stop the Steal rally in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, because I was frustrated with how the 2020 election was handled. The United States Constitution is quite clear in Article 1, Section 4. It indicates that state legislatures have the responsibility and the power to determine when and where and how elections are conducted in their state. And multiple states, including our own, had either secretaries of state, attorneys general, or their governors alter state election law for the 2020 presidential election and bypass their state legislature. And they used COVID as political cover to do that. And I was upset about how that was handled.
Well, and rightly so. And you should be able to voice your opinion. Can you talk about how this has affected your family? I know you can't talk about the case, but.
Sure. So my initial interaction with the FBI started in December of 2022, so just a year ago, almost exactly a year ago. I was working as an insurance agent in the city of Midland where I live, and I had two agents show up to my office and ask me some questions about an ongoing investigation. They did not give me any more detail than that, didn't tell me what it was about, but I knew enough. From my background, I had previously worked in politics. I knew that you should never, absolutely never talk to the FBI, regardless of what they say to you, without an attorney present. So I just told both agents that were at my office that I appreciated that they had a job to do, and that I was not comfortable answering any of their questions unless I had an attorney present. So they thanked me and gave me a business card and asked me to have an attorney contact them. I contacted a friend of mine who was an attorney that is nearby, and he called the agent that gave me a business card that very same day and did not receive a phone call back. It didn't get a hold of anybody. He left a message. 2 days later, I lost my job. I was fired, even though I hadn't been charged with anything at that point. And then at the end of the week, my attorney called me back and said he still had not heard back from the FBI. And so he decided he was going to send them an email just to make sure that, you know, they couldn't come back later and say, well, hey, you know, you never complied with our request to contact us. So after that happened, I never heard anything from the FBI. There was no communication back from the FBI to the attorney. I had to reach out to them, but I'd lost my job and frankly was feeling very discouraged. My dad owns a company in Florida that does commercial kitchen exhaust cleaning. And so he called me and offered me a job to come work with him. So I ended up for like the first 6 months of this year, the end of January through June, traveling back and forth between Florida and Michigan, working with my dad out of state. Months and months go by, still haven't heard anything back from the FBI. And on June 28th, which I believe was a Thursday at 6 a.m., the FBI raided my house. They had a no-knock search warrant. So they bashed in my front door, broke my front door in, and then escorted my wife and my 3-year-old and 2-year-old sons in their pajamas out of our house at gunpoint. And then executed a search warrant on our house. I think they were here for over an hour. There were about a dozen agents. And they trashed our house. They emptied our dressers, emptied our closets, threw our clothes all over the floor, stepped on and broke my children's toys that were on the floor, didn't have any respect for, you know, any of our personal belongings whatsoever. I had an American flag hanging on a hanger in one of my closets that was also tossed on the floor.
It's just, you know what, Jeremy, it's just unbelievable as you're saying this. I'm just shaking my head. I can't believe that this is the United States and that our own government would turn against you for having your First Amendment. Jeremy, unfortunately, I've got to wrap it up. I appreciate so much what you're doing, what your family has gone through. We will keep you in our prayers. How can people find you, follow you, and support you?
Well, I do have a Give, Send, Go set up. I believe I've actually sent you the details. I don't know if that's possible for you to display on screen or not, but it's the Rogers campaign. It's a picture of my wife and I and our two kids on the main photo for the Give, Send, Go. If people feel led to do so, they can contribute there to help cover our legal expenses. We're facing, obviously major bills related to these charges and paying for attorneys. I do have a Facebook page as well, just my name. If people want to reach out there, they can feel free to do so too.
Awesome. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we'll be praying for you.
Thank you very much, Shemaine.
Okay, we're going to switch gears, and I have to tell you about a sponsor that helps me to bring people like Jeremy and Dr. Lee Merritt and so many other people to you so you can hear what they have to say. You can hear a second opinion. There's a new sponsor we have called Kingdom Candy, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite go-to meal replacement bar. I've been searching for something that tastes good, doesn't taste like cardboard, and has all natural ingredients like spinach and kale and turmeric and Himalayan salt. I'd love for you to try it because not only is it great and you can put it in your bag, your kids' bags, and it's a meal replacement. But Ted and I have a little bit of a bet. He likes the peanut butter chocolate, and I like the salted caramel crunch. So I would love for you to check it out. It's got a optimal dose of healthy fats, proteins, and carbs with a great taste. You would never guess that this is actually good for you because it tastes so good. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, and has essential minerals and zero trans fat. Go to shop.fmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shop.fmidr.com and the code is FAITH. All right, hey guys, if you don't know why you're not feeling well and everybody's got some type of ailment, perhaps your house is making you sick, grab my best-selling book called Killer House. It's available on Amazon.com. It might just save your life. And check out my website, ShemaineNugent.rocks, and sign up for my newsletter. I have a new program coming out in January you're going to want to hear about. You can also follow me on social media, the ones that I'm not banned from. Shemaine Nugent on Instagram is where I share some fun memes and even dancing videos. And I'm also on Facebook. Look for the blue check. Mark your calendar, guys. Share this show. I'll be here every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, and I hope you will too. If you're wondering what you can do to help this country, support the sponsors that support this show and Real America's Voice. Put on the full armor of God, y'all. Things are happening fast. As Esther 4:14 says, perhaps you were born for such a time as this. God bless.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.